It's an election year. You know they're gonna throw everything at us. Mass shootings, school shootings, psyops, mass casualty events, earthquakes, alien encounters, Project Bluebeam, all of it. So for that reason, me and Paranoid Radio thought it was important to bring you guys a weekly flashy news flash, where we break down all of the lies, all of the misdirections, psyops, in real time, with every weekly news cycle. The news cycles are moving so fast, we're not going to let them get away with it, because information is power. And most importantly, honest reporting on Donald Trump and his court cases. So stay tuned for a flashy news flash. The MAGA takeover of the Republican Party has been completed. Wow, I cannot express enough how important and how huge this is. We had rhinos running the Republican Party. Mitt Romney's niece, Ronna McDaniels, was in charge of the Republican National Committee, the RNC. What an absolute joke. This is the same woman that refused to go look for the voter fraud in 2020. They didn't try to help Trump. They didn't bring cases. Trump had to do everything himself with his own money. And this is why people stopped giving money to the Republican Party, because they were anti-MAGA. Controlled opposition. Now, Trump has forced Ronna McDaniels to step down. Taking her place is a gentleman named Whatley from North Carolina, who is responsible for turning North Carolina MAGA red from blue. Remember, a couple months ago, we had the midterms there and we ran the table. And it was mostly because of this man. And the co-chair is Laura Trump, Donald Trump's daughter-in-law. This is how you affect change. Sure, he could have made his own political party, a Patriots party, a MAGA party. But we all know third-party candidates do not get the same traction. They do not get the same attention and very easily could be ignored by the media. No, we're doing it the right way through public opinion. Trump is the carrot. We are the stick. Just by Trump existing in the political atmosphere, it has caused all of the rot to rise to the surface. Trump has drawn a line in the sand. You're either on this side with us, the American people, defending the republic that we have, or you're on the other side, defending the fake version of democracy, the bureaucracy, foreign wars, the establishment, the lobbyists, all of it. The lines have never been clearer. Switching gears to Haiti. My. Really sad stuff going on in Haiti. And unfortunately, this is the result of the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton, going down there and ripping Haiti apart after the earthquake back in the 2000s. They raised billions and billions of dollars, and not one dime went to help the Haitian people or the Haitian country itself. Now it has gone completely out of control. The president of Haiti has stepped down. That was after the president before him was killed, shot and killed. Now the gangs are in complete control of Haiti. And a man named Barbecue, the leader of the Haitian gang that has now officially taken over the whole country, he's a cannibal. Yeah, he eats people. But see, I'm seeing a psyop here, because this gentleman, Barbecue, was on television a whole lot. About 10 years ago, he was given interviews about the gang violence in Haiti. Now, all of a sudden, he's eating people and running gangs. CIA, heavily involved in Haiti. This is a regime change. The whole world is on fire ever since the establishment got back in power. It's not lost on people. People see that. When Donald Trump was president, we had 4 years of no new wars. Nobody was invading other countries. Putin wasn't invading Ukraine. China wasn't talking about invading Taiwan. Hamas wasn't raping and killing innocent Israelis. Israel wasn't bombing Gaza. All of these things that they said would happen while Trump was president but never did are all happening under Joe Biden. And they are bleeding support. Hemorrhaging the black vote, the Hispanic vote, the young vote. All of this is the way it has to be done. I want to talk about RFK real quick. RFK is going to hurt Biden more than he's going to hurt Trump. But there's a PSYOP now being run to try to get Trump voters to jump on the RFK bandwagon. Listen, RFK is a great guy. Okay, but let's not get it twisted. The man is a liberal Democrat. He wants amnesty for all of the millions of people that have already come here illegally. He blames the NRA for mass shootings. He wants to take your guns. I don't care what he says now. All politicians move to the middle and seem more moderate when they're trying to get your vote. He's just like everybody else. He's big on Big Pharma. I respect that. I like what he does with attacking Big Pharma. But that doesn't mean he'd be a good president. There's a reason why this man never talks about policy positions, because he is a liberal Democrat and he wants to try to seem like he's moderate, but he's not. His favorite justice from the Supreme Court was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He loves abortion up until the time of birth. Again, he's a liberal Democrat. These next couple months, things are going to get even crazier. Information can save your life. This is all leading up to November, and the left has plenty of plans left, even though they are panicking. An animal is most dangerous when it's wounded, and these people are up against a corner. Now, on January 6, 2025, they're going to try not to certify Trump's election once he wins. They're already talking about this openly. But what does that tell me? That tells me they know nothing can stop Trump from winning in November. So they're coming up with contingency plans. We'll see. Contingency plans. Nothing can stop what's coming. It was never going to be easy. It was never going to be quick. But bet your ass we're bringing down this whole disease temple on their heads. Godspeed. Paranoid Radio.